This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Eric Ascadia with Chris Andre.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, June 24th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, under a murky federal tax policy, businesses that export goods can set up subsidiary companies to get a tax discount on 4% of their overseas sales. Think about that. Think about the connections to be made between that and the rush to export coal from ports around the Cascadia. And the Supreme Court ruled today that lower courts did not apply sufficiently high level of scrutiny to the University of Texas's use of race in admissions policies. And shabazz, the case goes back to one of those lower courts to be reconsidered. And then, of course, the story that everyone is sitting on the edge of their seats is Edward Snowden's travel plans, his itinerary. He's said to have flown from Hong Kong to Moscow yesterday, accompanied by WikiLeaks legal advisors. And there he was met by Ecuadorian diplomats. Though there are questions about whether there is some degree of smoke and mirrors here, it's a little embarrassing for the U.S. To be declaring that Snowden is involved in espionage before revealing, wait for it, espionage. A bit disingenuous. And of course, this does, in fact, it's a cliffhanger for all of us, and no doubt for Snowden more than anyone. Though I'd say the Obama administration may be a bit nervous as well. First, this from the National Weather Service. Showers lightly today, and we've got a high around 69. Tonight, look for rain with lows around 59. Tomorrow, yes, more rain. And the National Weather Service says it's going to be cloudy. It'd be a little difficult to have rain if we didn't have cloudy skies. Thanks, National Weather Service. Highs near 70, a bit breezy. South winds 9 to 11 that could gust up to 20 miles per hour. Tuesday night, showers are likely, clouds, lows around 59. The alternative forecast has this for us. They say still a full fruit moon in Sagittarius. The moon's 15 days old. Now is a good time, according to the synodic growers. It's now a good time to sow root vegetables, also berries, bulbs, onions, biennials, and perennials. In other words, a good time for pretty much anything. Biodynamic outlook, moon in Sagittarius. It's a fire sign. That's good for fruiting plants, not so good for leafy things. And fruit harvested now should be eaten straight away. The sidereal forecast, moon in Sagittarius, and they as always, dry and barren. Good time to plant onion sets and bulbs. And that's it for both the alternative forecast and the regular version. Moving straight into news from around our region, from around Cascadia, we are going to try to speak with Norman Solomon in just a bit regarding Edward Snowden's adventures. First, though, there are a number of stories from around Cascadia, which in and of themselves may not seem particularly significant. It is, however, the connections between them that are of a more abiding interest, because these are the lines of the ley lines that affect our lives. Schools, about 37% of Oregon children are parents who lack secure employment. 24% live in poverty. There's a study out now that shows that the family of four makes, get this, less than, well, it's about $23,000. Oregon's child poverty rate is way up, from 18% in 2005. About 22.5% of Oregon's nearly 4 million residents are children. And nationally, 23. It goes on and on. I don't want to bury you in numbers. Suffice it to say that Oregon is not doing a very good job of ensuring the future of the people who live here. And holding that in mind, we read that Oregon Senator Larry George, Republican, is enjoying the benefits, the financial benefits from a local version of a federal tax provision he proposed as part of a state budget deal. This is called the ICDISC, or ICDISC, stands for Interest Charge Domestic International Sales Corporation. More simply, it's a program that lowers taxes for exporters. George Sherwood, Republican, acknowledges that his company exports hazelnuts would benefit from his proposal to create a state version of the existing federal policy. But he said that what he really wants is to see it as part of the legislative budget deal because it's a good policy and not, of course, because of his own personal benefit. Larry, wake up! You're robbing future generations. This is not going to, thinking of short term, whatever effect this has immediately on the budget, we still have a huge bill to pay for caring for children in the state of Oregon. Indeed, around Cascadia, in about a week, our Washington's government is going to run out of money. Get a grip, Larry. It's just not worth it. Keep bearing that in mind. Trains full of North Dakota crude oil are chucking towards the Pacific Northwest. Oil, they say, is bringing jobs and business opportunities to the lower Columbia. Yeah, that's right. It's going to take thousands of people to clean that one up. It's also raising concerns that the river is going to become a fossil fuel highway. It pretty much already is. But now, with all of these proposals and coal factored in as well, the Columbia River might as well be declared dead on arrival when it reaches Astoria. Last year, cars began leaving the Bakken Shale region centered near Williston, North Dakota. They've been chugging towards the West Coast ever since. Earlier this year, Tesoro proposed to build a $100 million terminal at the Port of Vancouver. That 80 jobs. Oh, wonderful. Similar proposals are being considered in Tacoma, Grays Harbor, and all pretty much any part of Cascadia that touches upon the water and has access to huge super Q-Max tankers that will take this stuff to China, Asian markets. That is exactly what's going to happen. But wait a minute. China's economy this week seems to be wavering. Apparently, they spent way too much on infrastructure, and it's beginning to look like that astronomical growth rate might be hitting a few speed bumps. So meanwhile, we're building infrastructure that's already obsolete to send a product that to a market which can no longer afford it. We're going to move straight along. We're very fortunate and at literally a cliffhanger, white knuckle 11th hour invitation to join us on the KBOO airwaves. We're very pleased to welcome Norman Solomon to the show today. Good morning, Norman.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Thanks so much for being with us. We're just delighted to have you there. Hey, this we've got the Edward Snowden story unfolding. There are questions surrounding his travel plans, and it has even been suggested that some of the announcements of where he is heading might be a little bit of smoke and mirrors to obscure parts of this itinerary that the U.S. Government might take an unhealthy interest in. Edward Teller, writing on RT, has bruited this suggestion. Can you tell us what you think Snowden's ultimate destination is, and does he have? Is there any safe place for him? In fact.
Well, the speculation about where he is headed is just that. It's speculation. But certainly when you have the United States government and its various intelligence agencies and diplomatic clout on your tail, maybe a little smoke and mirrors is helpful. Clearly, Edward Snowden has exposed to the light of day tremendous amount of information that the people at the top of the U.S. government, executive and legislative branch, just don't want the American people to know. And I think that's really among the very crucial points here, that you can't have consent of the governed when the governed don't have basic information about what's being done in their names with their tax dollars. That is our situation. And although he was, I think, overly cautious compared to what conscience and the Constitution would call for, Senator Ron Wyden has been conspicuous, along with Senator Udall, for actually raising concerns in the last couple of years about how the so-called Patriot Act was actually being implemented by the U.S. government. And it's very conspicuous now about the need for people to speak up and to raise these crucial points at the very time that Edward Snowden is being pursued. And I'd like to mention to all cable listeners that since last night, more than 20,000 people have gone to the website of rootsaction.org, which is an action arm for progressive movements that I co-founded with my colleague Jeff Cohen, the founder of FAIR, the Media Watch group, which, of course, produces Counterspin, heard on KBOO, and people have been signing up and sending emails, it takes about a minute, to President Obama saying, hands off Edward Snowden, don't interfere with his journey for political asylum. And so I'd like to invite everybody now to take a minute, go to rootsaction.org, and just send your message. We have to be heard. And I also would urge you, whether you're congressperson is Mr. Blumenauer or anybody else, make your voices heard, because members of Congress are basically leaving it to the Obama administration to track down Edward Snowden and to do to him what has been done essentially to Bradley Manning, and that's to put him up behind walls in solitary so that his voice can no longer be heard. And it's very important to us to organize to prevent that from happening.
We'll be putting that link to that on the KBOO website. It'll be under the /Ekaskadia. We'll put that right there. And listeners could go to that link and get, weigh in on their feelings on the secrecy and with some of the not too subtle exploratory fishing adventures the NSA has been undertaking. I want to ask you a quick question. There's always running out of time here. That it's been also suggested that this might signal a tipping point. The rest of the world is a little bit fed up with this. Russia, indeed, one of the problems with the U.S. relations with Russia is, of course, that they're a bit tired of the obvious and overt spying that goes on. A lot of other countries have had it with the arrogance of the U.S. And it seems public opinion around the world, and despite mainstream media's strident condemnation of Snowden's actions, it seems that the rest of the world seems to be turning more towards the what Snowden and Bradley Manning represent. As a just final thoughts on that possibility and what it might mean.
Well, yes, even in the United States, depending on how the polling questions are asked, there's a notable split among the U.S. public. By some polls, a slight majority actually saying they think Edward Snowden did a good thing, although most think he should be punished. The fact is that the Chinese and the Russian governments are very suppressive of their own people. They have routinely been violating the privacy through their own surveillance.
Norman, hang on a moment. We're flat out of time, and I do apologize for that. My guest, Norman Solomon, is the founding director of the Institute of Public Accuracy and a KBOO alumni. Himself, this has been a Cascadia for Monday, June 24th, 2013. Michael McDade engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Michael. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Do you have talents in fundraising, development, or new media? Are you an active KBOO member? Then here's your chance to bring your know-how to the KBOO Foundation Board of Directors. Applications are now being accepted for the 2013 election until midnight, June 28th. To apply, go to the kboo.fm homepage and click on KBOO Board of Directors Application.
This KBOO program.